This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. We begin Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, 25a, the first section, the black text, just a continuation of yesterday, right? Chutz L'tchum Aser. If the non-Jew brings something for you, even if it wasn't picked today, but if he brings it from outside of the Tchum, where you could not go, it is also Aser, because then, right, the non-Jew is traversing that Tchum boundary for you. And lastly, right, we have the Haba B'Shvil Yisrael Zeh, Mutal Yisrael Acher, right, but if somebody came in specifically for one Jew, right, that item would actually be permitted to another Jew, right? If they didn't come in for that Jew, so then, right, they didn't, the violation wasn't for that specific Jew, another Jew could benefit from it. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So says Rabba Bar Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Hasocher Amas Hamayim Erev Yantif. Right, if you close off the irrigation channel, right, they would have irrigation channels that would be running from a water source in order to water their fields. Right, they did not have electric sprinkler systems, clearly. So you close it off from before Yantif. Ulamachar Hishki Mematza Badagim. Right, so the next day, right, you wake up on Yantif and you find there's fish in the, you know, on your property, in the water channel, it's already been closed off. So they're permitted. Right? Because obviously they were in there from before Yantif, right, when you close it off, because there's no way for the fish to get through right, the door that you've put up. Once they're there from before Yantif, so you can use them on Yantif, they're considered trapped, you can take them on Yantif, you can cook them, eat them, etc. Amar Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda, Medivri Rabbeinu Nilmod, from the words of our great Rabbeinu, we will learn. Chaya Shekinen of a Pardes, a wild animal that, right, made a little home for itself in your orchard. If that, right, Eina Tzricha Zimun. They do not require, right, Zimun is, right, literally, we have Zimun, we call people together, right, before benching, right, designation. They don't require any kind of designation. They're considered prepared because, right, again, assuming that was done before Yantif, right, they are now, they've trapped themselves before Yantif. And that you learn from the case of the fish, right? The fish are found there before Yantif. This animal plucked itself down before Yantif in your orchard. Doesn't need to be designated for Yantif if it's considered designated. Amar Rav Nachman says, Nafal Chavrin b'Rav Rivasa. Our friend Rav Chisda has fallen in a great thing, right? He messed up. Bad inference. Ika de Amre, others say, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. That was not Rav Chisda, but Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmod, from the words of, right, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Danasi will learn, Chaya Shekinen of a Paradise, Eina Tzricha Zimun, that a wild animal, right, that nestles itself, that camps out in your orchard, does not require designation, can be used on Yantif. And Amar Rav Nachman says, Nefal Bar Chavrin, right, Rabba Bar Rav Huna is the friend, the son of our friend, has fallen, B'Rav Rivasa, in a great matter. Those two cases are not the same. You cannot infer from one to the other. You cannot infer from the closing off of the irrigation channel to the, right, with the fish, to the wild animal camping out in your orchard. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Hasam lo ka'abid ma'isa. Hacha ka'abid ma'isa. Right, in the case where the wild animal, you know, plucks itself down, you didn't do anything to trap it. Not a single, you did not perform an action, and therefore it's not considered trapped. But here with the fish, you didn't touch the individual fish, but you closed off the area, thereby trapping them before Yantif. You did an action, and therefore the two cases are not the same at all. You cannot draw from one to the other. And furthermore, right, we're going to double down. V'lo ba'i zimun. Right, a wild animal doesn't require designation. The Atanya would learn that a brayso chayu shekinen b'pardes. a wild animal that has camped out in your orchard. Sricha lezamin, if you want to use it, you must designate it as yours. Vitzipor, drawer in a wild bird, tzarech likshor biknafeh kadesh lo titchalef be'ima. Right, you have to tie its wings so that it doesn't get confused, right, with its mother. You need to know which animal it is. And this is testimony, right, that was handed down generation from generation from Shemaya and Avtalion. Right? Those are two giants you apparently do not want to mess with at all. And therefore the Gemara concludes Tiyufta. Right? That is a bomb, as my Rebbe in sixth grade used to say. That's a bomb kasha. Right, that is an unanswerable question. That wild animal, we cannot learn from the fish case. It does require Zimun. You've got to designate it for it to be used on Yantif. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join us tomorrow.